Now I'd like to introduce Dominique Naccarato, did I say it right? With Garna, Executive Director of Garna. We thought maybe Kate would be here, but she might still be shoveling her driveway.
Thank you. Thanks, JC. Thanks to everybody who's here today. Thank you for coming. We started this conversation about Chafee Green being part of Garna last fall, and I can't personally and organizationally, because I have the personality type that is loyal to the mission above all else, I can't think of a better initiative and movement to get behind and to support. And so that's really what we're hoping for with the now formal and official onboarding or infolding, a word that we may have made up, of Chafee Green. We're here to be a support platform to allow Chafee Green to do what it's doing, what it's already doing, but just provide the organizational infrastructure, the 501c3, to allow it to thrive. So that's really why we're here. Garna does have a membership structure. We want to encourage those involved with Chafee Green, now that it is a program of Garna, to become a member of Garna. But we had this question, JC and I did, about how do we want boots on the ground. We want volunteers to be active. We don't want to have any barriers in the way of that. And so we reached out to Friends of 4 Mile and said, how do you describe that when you're talking to volunteers and asking them to become Garna members? How do you do that? And so I'm actually going to turn it over to Alan Robinson. He's going to say a little bit about why they encourage membership in their volunteer chapter, Friends of 4 Mile.
Well, I have to admit that it was kind of a process, a progressive process, where we created our Friends of 4 Mile group, and at the outset, not all of them were, in fact, members of Garna, but over the years, although it's a fairly small group, over the years, it's become just an automatic kind of a gesture on the part of all of our members. But I think the broader question that was recently asked is, what good does it do to be associated with a group like Garna as an umbrella?
Can you hear Alan?
And it actually, in my response to that, is simply that we, the Friends of 4 Mile chapter, I know the two other chapters, the Wilderness chapter and a Crestone Wilderness Stewards chapter, feel that we are part of a much broader effort, even though what we do is specifically focused on a part of Garna's mission and interest. We just simply are comforted by the fact that we feel part of a larger organization with a broader mission. So I think that's one of the good things about Chafee Green being infolded into this process. But I think over time it will become kind of an automatic issue that your members want to be a part of that broader community and therefore chip in a $30 worth or $35 worth thing.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks. Thank you.
So it does support organizational infrastructure. We are very lean, 23-year-old organization with a staff of 3 plus 1 AmeriCorps member, 1 office in Salida. We'd love to have a Garna North office in Buena Vista someday. But we do want to remain lean. And so you'll hear us from time to time talk about capacity issues, but an organization with 40-plus volunteers like Chafee Green helps us address those capacity issues immensely. So we have some information out by the cookies in the back. Feel free to talk to me after the presentation today. Make sure to grab a Collegiate Peaks Scenic Byway brochure. Really, really important that everybody understands what the byway is. And and there are some rack cards floating around the room. You can take them or leave them. Our lowest membership level is $15, so we really don't want to turn anybody away from participating. Thank you.
I want Thomas to have a picture of us shaking hands or something official looking.
And here it is.
Thank you, and thank you so much. I can't overestimate the benefits that we will get from partnering with this group that's dynamic and exciting and covers so many other elements to the environment. And as Alice said, I think building community is imperative. But I also want to say, in terms of being lean, you said we have 40 volunteers. Well, I have a lot of people on my mailing list. I wouldn't call them volunteers. So back to this yellow piece of paper. And the reason I'm pointing that out is I do have, honestly, about 170 people who have, over this last 2 years that I've started this little ball rolling, I send emails to. We're going to have to put that data into the Garner data. So when I say data entry, that might be a one-time thing. If you have a few hours to spend, we'll buddy up and we'll work on that together. And I just want to point out things like the Wild and Scenic Film Festival coming up. If you've never gone, don't miss it. Both towns have different films. People often forget and think they're the same films. They're not. And maybe you'd want to come volunteer. So there's a lot of options here. Ride the Rockies is coming. They called me. I mean, this was like, what? They called Garner. They said, when you help with, and you have helped before, Garner has helped before,
yes,
with the recycling.
Recycling and composting. So,
oh, so they were the default. Now they're like, wait, we have someone, North County, South County. We're going to do that. And that isn't that exciting? That they have a place to go to, and they know that. So enough. Look at that. Make sure on your agenda you see lots of important dates coming up. One this week on Thursday night. If you haven't heard, please look up somewhere in the newspaper a concern about potential development in Centerville. And as outdoors people and environmentalists, that may be of concern, and you may want to weigh in on that topic. So that's enough. And our first speaker is Kimberly. Where did you
Thank
hide?
You.
Can you do your own self-introductions? Do you mind?
Sure.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.